And now here is what they're calling the Big Six. Are you ready? Here's their six headliners. The Flaming Lips. Fun Live. Mia, or MIA, depending on how you would like to read it. She's that. You don't know who she is?
Don't care.
You know who she is, though.
No.
All right. The Strokes. Fish.
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 Oh.
Smoke.
Isn't Brid's all into them?
Yes.
Oh, God, is he ever. So far, Flaming Lips, Strokes, and Fish.
Smoke.
I'm in.
You're kidding.
I'm not going, but I'm in. The second headlining band, Muse. See, what they do is they satisfy the hippies, the alt-rockers, the techno people, and then they try to get one everyman band. Like they've had R.E.M. and the Pearl Jams and Coldplay. So now, here's the headliner, the official Sunday night kick-ass, knock-down, drag-out, bust your balls, pin them to the wall band.
Jay-Z.
The Eagles.
The Schmeagles. Oh, you're going to be so bored.
I'm not going.
I know, but all you freaking morons that pre-bought your tickets. Oh, it's going to be great, man. I'm going to go and buy them in advance. And they're thinking it's, here comes Bruce Springsteen or something and the Eagles.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. You're going to be out in the sun all day just to wait for Seven Bridges Road. Have fun at your sucky festival.
Why aren't you going?
No, I got
Boy, that's really on. Keeping Austin weird
with
by getting the Eagles.
I'm telling you, last year Pearl Jam put on the most epic all-time performance, and then you're going to get these freaking Dockers and Titleist hat queens out there. Hey, everybody, you ready for Take It Easy? Woo!
Man, when we played with that Eagles tribute band a long time ago at the House of Blues, I was reminded of what a beating their music is. Oh, what a snooze fest.
Well, you can just leave early Sunday. You can go see Fish.
And Muse.
Or, you know what? How about not show up on Sunday? I bet the Strokes headline Saturday.
I bet there's about 50% of these folks that are ticket holders that are thinking, are you kidding me?
They're probably upset by the Eagles, but the lineup this year is better than it was last year overall.